You know, we really could do an entire show on whether or not the best things in life are free. I mean, I know in some cases that's true, but in some cases, you know, I can make an argument that maybe they're really not. They're not free. In fact, they're very, very expensive. So maybe we'll talk about that one day. All right, look, we've got full lines now. So if you're on hold and you want to talk about the shot, did you decide to get it recently, or why are you still not getting it? We're going to get to all of your calls and text messages here in just a few minutes. But right now it's time for our weekly visit with Ron Samford, who is president and CEO of Battery Bank. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thanks, good. Nice to be here.
All right, let's talk about the blue bikes. The blue bikes were moved because of the pandemic, and I see all of these hub stations all over the city. They're empty, but the blue bikes are coming back, and they're going to be reinstated September the 1st. That's going to have an economic impact on the city.
Well, it will. Economically, all over the world, this bike-sharing programs are really, they seem to be accelerating. So we're going to start ours out here with, I think, a first wave of 500 bikes and the return of the Blue Bike program. But it's certainly a cost-effective means for both locals and tourists to get around the city. So to save on gas, save on transportation.
If you have to go across town, even if you have the money for the gas, even if that's not an issue for you, just the convenience of just jumping on the bike and going from one place to another, it's really very convenient, and it's a program that really did work. And, you know, once again, it was one of those things that a lot of people said, that's never going to work in New Orleans. Well, it was successful.
It was, and of course everybody's worried about the quality of the streets here and how easy it is to get around on a bicycle. But I will tell you, Scoot, and you've probably seen these as well, and traveling around, while I think the Blue Bike program was successful and will be successful again, I'm glad that the city declined to go into the electric scooter business. I've seen those places like Dallas and others where just thousands of scooters just left on the sidewalk. And certainly I don't think our streets are amenable to that kind of transport. But I think the bikes definitely will work, have worked, and will work again. Although, you know, Scoot, it's a very expensive business to get in. These are heavy players who are in the bike sharing business. It's as much as $5,000 for these electric bikes, capital expenditures up front, and $200 to $300 operating cost a year. They need the usage to be at least two or three times a day per bicycle to be able to turn a profit and keep these programs in place.
Yeah, I know that's been a controversy in several cities about whether or not to go to the electric bikes or electric scooters. And, you know, they do have them in Portland, for example, has them, and people are using them there. I think it's interesting how New Orleans, which was really never considered a bike-friendly city, over the years has become much more bike-friendly. And with bike lanes, and even though we've got some, you know, some competition, I think that's the best way to put it, some competition between riders and motorists, it just goes to show you that New Orleans is becoming a better bike-sharing town and a road-sharing town.
Well, it has been, and it seems to me that there are a few cities that should be as bike-friendly as New Orleans, given how flat our terrain is.
I mean, well, that's true,
too. We don't have any hills to climb.
That's right.
You should be able to get around very easily on a bicycle anytime other than, you know, summertime, August. But, yeah, we should be a very bike-friendly city. Plus, the architecture is so fantastic, everybody likes to take a short bike ride and check
things
out. Yeah,
and I realize that on a day like today where the heat index is already up to, like, 105, I know that this is not the most pleasant day, but, you know, we're about to get to some days where it's going to be very, very pleasant to jump on a bike and go from one spot to another.
Absolutely. And, you know, they are projecting worldwide. I saw some figures that the bike sharing industry itself was about $3.5 billion in 2019.
Oh, wow.
It was hurt by the pandemic, as we've already seen. You know, some rides were cut back. But they're projecting by 2027, so just another 6 years, that'll double to more than $7 billion. So it's really taking off all over the all over the planet, so to speak. So that's probably a good thing. You get the exercise. You have less fuel.
Well, there's that too. Yeah.
Usage. Yeah. Less strain on the roads. Lots of good things come.
Well, you know, sometimes it's if you're on a bike too, it's easier to scoot around that pothole than when you're in the car. You know, the car sometimes boom, you just hit it. But you know, you can kind of have fun weaving in and out of the potholes.
Absolutely, make it a contest, right?
Yes, turn it into a game. Yeah. Ron, the economy was doing really well before this fourth surge, and it seems like it's still doing okay. Do you see signs of a major slowdown?
There are some troubling signs coming out, Scoot. I mean, things were both projected consumer confidence, which is key, was very high, and now it has tailed off for the first time in a number of months. Retail sales slacked for the first time in a number of months. So there are some signs that consumers are getting a little bit worried about how long this fourth wave of the Delta is going to be around. So we'll have to watch that.
Yeah, let's hope that, you know, with Saints games coming back and full attendance is possible. I mean, the stadium's going to be open for full attendance if people follow the rules. So, you know, you talked in the beginning of the pandemic about when we didn't have Saints games, how that had a ripple effect throughout the economy, especially just in local areas around the dome itself.
You bet. So we really need that to happen. And we need people not to be scared to go and to, you know, by whatever rules are in effect and get out there and support the Saints and support our local businesses in the process, for sure.
Hey, I'm ready to follow the rules. I'm ready to go. At least I've got some control over whether or not I'm going to be there because, you know, last season we had no control over whether or not to be there. We couldn't be there.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So this approach seems to me to be a little bit better in terms of, you know, freedom of choice. At least you can go, like you said. Yeah, at least you have the opportunity to go, which is a good thing.
Ron Sanford, President, CEO of Metairie Bank, thank you for your time and your wisdom.
You bet. Take care.
All right.